是 make it fizzle. Pulling out Charles and Henry and pulling out steam to a thousand and microphone. Bottles and cans, just clap your hands, just clap your hands. Where's that? Got two down devils in a microphone. Where's that? Definitely where it's at, coming in at number 8, climbing up the charts of the Billboard US 100. This is Overtime for Members Only, and I am Dean Ryan. Hello, everybody. This is our Overtime for Members. However, we are on the travel page here tonight on Facebook, exclusively. Yeah, exclusively. Just because if you missed it, since we are heavily shadow banned on our official Real Deal Media on Facebook, you missed the entire RDM weekend update with Jim Fetzer, and it was pretty unpredictable, as the entire evening has been impromptu, unpredictable, and quite thrilling, and not in the best way, because a lot's happening. If you are waking up after a several-year coma, the recent attack or rebuttal response by Iran to Israel is now underway, as the just fabled, mythical folklore of Albert Pike's kind of premonition of what was going to take place in the future for the World War III is now meeting up to that standard of prerequisites. Yes, it is. So it was, if you missed it, you might want to catch that on our Real Deal Media page on Facebook or on Rumble or all the other platforms, Brighty on YouTube. At this point, every show is vital, and every show I'm able to do is vital. And this is the official war post, once again, is a wartime correspondence kind of category is now more prevalent than ever. This is a, you know, tonight for Overtime, I'm going to have maybe an extended kind of dialogue about what's taking place around the world, just because 90 minutes of it is almost, has no justice it can do to what's happening. There's so much. So what better way to explore the avenues of what we couldn't earlier in the previous main show. So we're going to be doing that here tonight and probably open the lines and do inquiries and what have you. But yes, you know, this is now a position for everybody who's on the West. We are now in a targeted position as of now having to respond to the Israeli war, which was all predicated October 7th, that was allowed to happen, manufactured to happen from a wing of the Palestinian regime, Hamas. Can I even say that? See, I got to be careful with certain words now, as they have updated their algorithms for the new generation as we now embark on the eclipse era. which a lot of weird anomalies are just taking place if you didn't see in the main show. But now we are responsible, as we are attached to the hip, to Israel, which has, as I've been studying for over a decade now, is the country that has been set up to ignite the Third World War. And this is exactly how it's unfolding. It's just for just that very reason is how they're doing it in places like Minnesota, how they're doing it in places like Dearborn, Michigan. They're putting people in regions that are very, very contrary to just the environment, the culture, and it causes friction, which then ultimately they become the protected class then that the powers that can be use them as the shield and the bully pulpit to meet their global objectives. It really goes into the Kalergi plan, but that's exactly what's happening. And we see that happening now in England in just real time. Pick a spot in England as this was allowed to happen. And it's all by a wizardry, just a folklore of a design from many decades past that is now underway. And, you know, I'm doing these because we just don't know how many moments we have left here, because we are going to DEFCON 1. But there is a flip side of this whole ordeal, which I will enlighten you with. But we must crawl before we can walk here. We have a lot of people who are just getting here, very light. Thank you for joining us. If you are catching this on the travel page, we've opened up this portion of our members only. If you would like to become a member, your support is really the effort of ridding globalism at this point, because the mainstream, the lamestream urine soaked media has failed humanity on all costs. And you could do so at this time. You join tonight. Why wait? Go to www.realdealmedia.tv/membership and become a night owl. So we also covered what's happening in Australia. Very timely. You also see the ambush now in the protests. You see those getting a bit more violent. And as I was sharing with people just weeks ago, when the pro-Palestinian protests, which now incorporates a hammer and sickle, shows you how authentic those are. Those are going to be used to not only incite friction, but also they're going to be used to trample any sort of protest, speech, you name it, across the board. So when certain people were saying, well, how are they even being allowed to protest on the sidewalk across from our Jewish temple church? What are they called? You know what I mean? The synagogues, I think. They shouldn't be allowed to do that. Well, okay, well, when you start applauding that, don't be surprised when that's being used. The crisis is never allowed to go to waste, and it's being used to trample all of our speeches. You see? Mm-hmm. You see, baby Huey? You see how that works? And ta-da, here we are. And now you have Trudeau with military in the streets, who are now being the nanny caregivers with their little Mountie batons and little red suits and stuff. Which now, when you see red in Canada, means the hammer and sickle communist outfit brought to you by the whore of Havana himself. So that's how that is. There's a few more just anomalies of videos. I don't even have time to render and produce for you, but I'm going to show you anyways. You know, once you go on Twitter or X, wherever they are, it is a landmine of rabbit holes that you'll never get out of without just true emotional support. That's how deep it is. Anyways, so there are about over 200 kamikaze drones that have now gone into Israel, the northern area, and missiles. Now, if you recall what Mike Adams, RDM, intel update for the Real Deal Media audience all over the world shared with us was that they were going to bombard the Israeli Defense Dome with some of the cheapest missiles that they can afford to waste and use, and you know, at a dispense, and they were going to try to burden the Israeli Defense Dome and have them use their defense mechanisms to stop these, which then would deplete their supply. And Mike said that, and here we are, and that's exactly what is happening. So bravo to you, Mike Adams. Bravo to you. Okay, so that is, we have people saying, is Dean on Rumble? Can't find. I'm not, no, this is our members only. This is our members only. We're on Facebook for our travel page viewers who can still find us. I mean, think about it. I have 34,000, although it should be like 250,000 by now, but 34,000, and only 1% of that can actually see the show. Isn't that amazing? So anyways, okay. So let me now give you an update now. Now this is, and by the way, if you want to watch on the travel page, I guess I should show that URL. I'll put that up there. Here it is. If you like to watch on Facebook, we're in our members only section. If you like to watch on the travel page for the general population, it's facebook.com/TheRealDeanRyan. Because these are some incredible historical times. And then I could not just twiddle my thumbs for the rest of the evening with regrets, sorrows, and just worries. So we're going to continue here. So just here we are. So here's an update. I have an update from Mike Adams that he shared with me just moments ago in the ending of our main show that I'm going to share with you. But this just got posted. Let me see who posted this. I believe this might have been Alex. Okay, so the defense dome over there in Israel, because I believe they're what are they, 12, 13, 14 hours ahead of the United States in some regions. This is within the past hour. It seems to be now, I can share with you, that the Iron Dome over there in Israel is now breaking, and it doesn't seem to be as accurate as it once was, as it's now being over just ran. The burden is next level. Here it is, and we'll discuss after, and I'll give you the Mike Adams update. Check this out. Yeah, pretty stunning. It seems to be cracking. And, you know, Netanyahu is doing this for his own political livelihood, but he's also facing the gulags, crimes against humanity of not just the genocide in the lower region of the Palestinian area, but crimes against humanity, as Israel is the most miracle-jabbed country probably in the world, about 90%. Is that's what he wanted. He even went as far as back in 2020, is even yearning, I should say, and sought after getting children RFID'd chipped. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. And you forget about these things because of the multitude and volume of everything we've been through for 4 years and the stories that are attached to them, the highs, the lows, the roller coasters, the emotions, the soap operas, the infiltrators, the saboteurs, the shortcomings, the wins. And it is a lot, it's overwhelming for people, and a lot of people dip out because of that. But that's what psychological warfare does to people. It gets you to lose track of the main objective, which is the freedom objective of getting out of this. And a lot of people have lost that loving feeling, to quote the old song. But those of us who are the Nine Owls, we still have that going for us, because somebody has to monitor this world war as it's unfolding now. Here's a little update now I want to share with you, because Mike has provided this to us, and I will read it for you. And here it is. Bear with me, shall we? Reminder of what he posted 2 days ago. Okay, so the first wave of missiles that you saw earlier, not the ones that you just saw now, but on the main show, which has been posted, you can find it. The first wave of the missile attacks from Iran won't be the, quote, big one. It will be designed to cause Israel to deplete its supply of anti-air defense munitions, such as Patriot missile battery missiles from the U.S., of course. Now, those are now fully depleted in Ukraine, and the U.S. cannot manufacture any real quantity of Patriot missiles anymore. Yeah, that's right. The United States is flipping the bill for virtually, essentially, two wars that were pretty much not in favor of. But these are the CIA wars, because as Putin kind of gave us the hoodwink on, and a little heads up, if you will, is that it's the CIA advisors, the same ones that were in Vietnam before the full-scale war, that were giving us the production, such as the Gulf of Tonkin continuing. So in addition to that, here it is. So those are now fully depleted in Ukraine, thanks Zelensky, the just now whore of Europe, and he's also a Mossad asset. In the U.S., they cannot no longer manufacture any real quantity of Patriot missiles. Of course, the U.S. industrial base continues to collapse, that's for sure. Iran's first wave of attacks, therefore, is just a Patriot missile bait. Yeah, that's all it was. Hook, line, and sinker. Here's a quote. Iron Dome bait. Now Israel will very rapidly go through its stockpiles of anti-air defense munitions. Once depleted, and with the U.S. incapable of manufacturing any real quantity at this time, Israel will be a wide-open target for Hezbollah strikes, not just Iran. Wave two. Now here's wave two. This is very important. Wave two of this attack will be the real thrust. It will only commence after Israel shows signs of running out of anti-air ammo. That could take a long amount of time. Now, probably weeks, we're talking about, perhaps even months if we have that. In addition, they claim effectiveness of Patriot defense systems is little more than Western propaganda. They will be fortunate to halt 20% of the incoming missiles. And yet, to do that now, Patriot missile batteries have to light up their own active radar systems, now effectively broadcasting their locations. You see, in order to use a certain backup supply of the so-called Patriot missiles, it has to ignite a system to use them, which then would alert the adversary to the IDF in this case, exactly the locations of all of these security apparatuses, provided by, funded by, encouraged by, suggested by the United States, or the dual citizens who are running us right into the slaughter. And that's how I'm talking now, because it's way past tiptoeing and just playing footsies with people. Because if you don't understand the apparatus here and the environment we're embarking on, then you're totally out of the game. You don't understand history. Continuing now, here's what he's saying. You're about to see over the upcoming weeks that Israel's entire Iron Dome defense system will be depleted, dismantled, and destroyed. Now, from there, Iran's obvious targets will be Israel's infrastructure, power grid systems, ports, bridges, etc., unless this escalation is somehow stopped. Now, The Israeli people are about to find themselves living in an active war zone, much like what Ukraine has experienced since February of 2022. Yeah, that's right. If you're an American in Israel, you probably want to leave now. Yeah. Well, the arrogance and incompetence of the Western military forces has left them so detached from the reality that they still think they're battling Iran from the 1980s. They have no idea what Iran, Hezbollah have developed since then. They're about to find out in a very big way. That's, you know, some war analysis. Thank you, Mike Adams. That is the most recent update we can now provide to you. So here we are. And now we have a very blackmailed Speaker of the House, as we saw it many, 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 many months ago now. And I took some heat for that because it was obvious to me what was going on here. But you have a very blackmailed and very bought out United States Congress and Senate, both sides of the aisle there, because one of the most powerful and one of the most influential lobbies in this country, right up there with the LGBTQ, right up there with the big pharma, is AIPAC, is the Israeli lobbyists. You also have a major Mossad blackmailed kind of a operation, you know, that gave us Epstein, that's been underway and taking place in Hollywood, but that has attracted not just the politicians, but the major influencers of our cultures in the West as well. That has been kind of unmasked recently for some who did not know prior. But it's also, there's also that struggle, there's also that civil war as China is sitting back, by the way. We should also mention China. They have an honorable mention here, that they're sitting back, watching this from afar and, you know, eating popcorn with, you know, chopsticks at this point, because the West is depleting not just our own, ammo in defense systems, but we're depleting ourselves in the meanwhile. And nobody has, nobody was paying attention, I would say, as a whole, not necessarily this audience, but in general, nobody was really just had their eye on the ball of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict situation, the history of it, the Middle East. You know, once the Iraq war was somewhat over, I mean, the attention span of the American just mind does not go back decades and does not have that memory, just tablature that it needs. But the foreign policy of the United States, the foreign policy of the West, dictates what happens to you on your dinner table in your own confines of your house. And there's never been a time like now, and I've seen, you know, hints and signs of it before over the course of 10 years, but there's never been a time where ordinary people are doing extraordinary things, but ordinary people from all sides of the political spectrums, since the left-right paradigm has been completely obliterated, that a lot of people are coming together that may have a disagreement on taxes or whatever the case domestically, because they're coming together because the anti-war, the authentic, the organic anti-war movement that Bobby Kennedy is supposed to be representing, but he's a derelict of duty, representing the opposite. People are coming together because if we don't have a clean foreign policy, if we don't have our attentions to what's truly happening in the District of Criminals, or if you're in Canada, the Ottawa of criminals, or Downing Street in England, or Canberra and Australia, forgive me about New Zealand, I can't remember, Auckland, you know, New Zealand. This is what happens. We have a runaway offshoot government that is tied to, yes, they're tied to Israel, yes, they're tied to China, and the key point members are also tied to a group of people that have no loyalty or category for a country. Those are the World Economic Forums, and then the people behind them that don't really have a title, but have an influential kind of hand in this. And what ties all these people together, whether it's the dead carcass of George Soros, the rubber masked dead guy and his fake wife of the Gates Foundation, any of these people, they all have an allegiance to the one religious member who has a seat at the United Nations. You know who that is? That's the Pope. That's the Vatican. And I grew up in a time where, as Catholic, I grew up, you know, there was a lot of admiration for that. But I had a grandfather that didn't read the Bible, but read the conspiratorial, as you would call, doomsday, how this is going to look, secrets of Fatima, all that stuff I grew up on. And my entire life, it was told to me that the Antichrist, the true evil, is going to be the next Pope, he always told me. It was like almost his last words. And here we are. The next Pope is the last Pope. Is this the next Pope? I can make a case that this guy's a hologram. We've seen the video. There's definitely people that are not who they say they are. As we shared with you too, what they can do now, you can be in real time. In real time, they could be filming you. It could be Kamala Harris. It could be Joe Biden. And they put the AI filter on you in real time, so you don't know who the hell that is. And they're certainly doing this to world leaders who are either dead or underground, waiting to come back out once we're all just kind of killed off in their depopulation module. And this is what they said they'll do. They said they will, they're fully prepared. They, as in the people, I believe it was someone who was very close to the Klaus Schwab character, he's due for passing as well. And Tony Blair is ready to take his position. And Tony Blair's taken a lot of positions over his career. And some of them I just won't name, but you know what I'm saying. So what I'm getting at, they've taken the position in the CCP has the similar, they have a similar mission statement that in these moments, if they're ever caught, because we saw it with the Third Reich, who are surrounded, you remember Germany lost World War II, but you know, fascism won that old ordeal. But when they were surrounded, they got the passports from the Vatican, the Third Reich, and fled to Argentina. Well, so the CCP have something called the Lost Ark, I believe it's called Project, the Ark Project, which is very similar to the World Economic Forum. And it basically, what the CCP is doing, and you can apply it to all these other groups, is they're pushing all their money all over different places of the world. Whether it's in real estate, commercial real estate, or residential, or farm, they're putting their assets in, or money and assets all over the world. So the 90 million CCP members, 90 million, believe it or not, when the jig is up, there's plenty of escape routes. And every mainstay, just the world known, about on the world family, every franchise family, evil or not, they all have that plan. In fact, the Bush family has a escape route all the way to the country of Chile. You see, they have an escape route to the country of Chile. So this is what we're dealing with. And the CCP will do this. They have their arc. And I'm going to show you this clip. I have it now. As they plan for their, cars are going to be totally out of bounds. You may have heard about what just took place in Texas 48 hours ago. A 18-wheeler just went off the rails and crashed right into, I believe, a police station, a train station. And they're going to start demonizing vehicles now, but the people who are driving them. They're going to make it very, very unpopular to be a human. one, but to drive a vehicle that's not manned by them. So in order for all of these projects to work now, and I'm going to show you this now, in order for all of these to work, the 15-minute cities and the new social crediting score, it has to be done and rolled out to a very reduced population. And it's not going to work if the amount of people, America, are still here. It's not going to roll. So you have people like Elton Barr, former Attorney General Barr, people like that, people who are in Senate and Congress now, who are all in for the 15-minute cities. All in. Now, I happen to believe that the 15-minute cities will be a big fail unless there's a bigger, you know, moment that is planned for the people of this country, which was shared to me that it's going to come from the underground, whether that's an earthquake, whether that's people or, you know, half people, half something else. That's a good guess. But I would presume that it would be of an earthquake nature, since those are just popping up everywhere now, aren't they? New Jersey, Charleston, Carolina, all these different places, Utah. And that's what seems to be unfolding. Okay, now here is Klaus Schwab. Here's Mr. Fourth Reich, Klaus Schwab, who just happens to have a Schwab land in Antarctica, which we're going to get to Antarctica here in this overtime here. I didn't get a chance to get to it in the main show. I definitely want to touch upon it because there's something deriving from Antarctica. A big blob of something. I'll show you on the radar. But here is Klaus Schwab talking about how countries are a thing of the past. There's not going to be superpowers anymore. And that's what this is all about. He wants to be the superpower and the people behind him. And there's plenty of people behind him, aren't there? Check this out. We'll discuss after, as you are watching Real Deal Media's Overtime. Here it is.
Evolution and its technology like artificial intelligence.
What's your sense of who's best placed at this time to lead the world into the fourth industrial revolution? Because you pretty much created this term. We're seeing the kind of technological strides that China has made with Huawei, with the 5G technology. Do you believe that this could potentially be China's time once again?
We should make here again a differentiation. On the one hand, we have state capitalism. On the other hand, we have shareholder or private capitalism. So it's a clash between two systems. I believe that state capitalism in the short term provides a certain advantages because you can mobilize in a concentrated way a lot of resources to reach a specific objective. But I believe that the future is not state capitalism or shareholder capitalism. The future is what I call stakeholder capitalism, which is combined with the social responsibility.
Let me translate Nancy to you, because you have to learn how to understand these type of figures. What he's saying is that the state, the capital and the direction of economies, decisions is no longer going to be at the state, meaning the countries at hand. It's going to be by stake shareholders, meaning the invisible hands, the people at top, who pretty much, you know, the objective is to eliminate 80 to 90% of the world population. Then the leftovers, how that's going to pretty much look, those who did not take the miracle jabs, those who had, you know, just enough sense to get past the peer pressure, because I've seen a lot of people falter that I never in my wildest dreams would think. You know, they have a very skepticism, a healthy skepticism and distrust of the powers that be. But when it came to that, all bets off the table. Anyways, the people who are then left and survive the wrath of, I guess, Khan in the sense, or Klaus, will be facing a Hunger Games type of scenario. And all of these tales and blueprints and maps are all in the movies and the productions that we've seen over the course of probably, you know, honestly, 60 years. So that's what they're looking forward to. And the service sector jobs now, whether it's the cashiers, the stock stock boys at grocery stores, those are now being replaced by robots, believe it or not. And the academia, academic world, those are being replaced by AI, just like we saw in Hollywood, which a lot of people applauded, but I didn't, because I saw what they were going to do is take people's intellectual properties, so voiceover actors, set designers, everything, and give that to AI. And that's what's happening. Just a few weeks back, I had a friend, she teaches English in Germany, who was then let go because she's now being replaced by AI. So everything's changing, and it makes you now look at that film as a documentary called Terminator. In fact, Oakland police are now, they're using RoboCops. You cannot make this up. Science fiction is science fact at this point. But we know this, and as we knew. So there's Klaus Schwab, again, pontificating from his royal sludge that he is now trying to offer to all of us. So as this is happening, as the worldwide calamity is now unfolding, let me tell you about some of these other things that seem to be coming to light. And it's hard to focus just on one thing, but at this point, the prowess of the intellect, the evolution that we're all facing is next level. So I want to show you this, the creation of these things, the creation of the World War III. We did a wonderful, a wonderful segment from Albert Pike, on Albert Pike. Not that he's too wonderful, but he's dead. But there is the old age-old question of how did this come about? What about who created Israel? How did this whole ordeal come to place? Well, I'm going to show you this. I'm going to show you this little piece here. This is from the most recently departed Jacob Rothschild, where he's boasting, probably before he died, of how Israel came about. And, you know, what's happening there is in what Netanyahu's done, you have to look at it as the way I do, is a military-industrial complex gone rogue, induced and supported by the United States military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about, has fully engulfed and captured that region. And you have to ask yourself, too, before I show this, how did that come about? I mean, you got to wonder, you know, when the settlers came to the United States, do you think the Native Americans just said, oh, come on down, please, we have room for you right here, imperialistic, a pilgrim guy, you know, little Quaker man with buckle on his belt. Yeah, just come on down and, yeah, please give us your smallpox too and any other, ancient STDs at the time, if you don't mind. No, they were lynched. They were enslaved. They were raped, pillaged, killed. And they were also ethnically cleansed out. And this is what happens too. I mean, it's hard to talk about and imagine, but, you know, when armies come into your country, doesn't matter what country, this is what they do. They rape and pillage. Ethnic cleansing. So here's Mr. Jacob Rothschild, who was the inspiration behind the Simpsons character, Mr. Burns, boasting about his family and the creation of Israel. Here it is. Check this out.
And it begins with three words. Dear Lord Rothschild.
Dear Lord Rothschild, I have much pleasure in conveying to you, on behalf of His Majesty's government, the following declaration of sympathy with Jewish Zionist aspirations, which has been submitted to and approved by the Cabinet.
Why was it that this letter was sent by the Foreign Secretary to your great uncle Walter?
It's an interesting question, because it was primarily a movement from Eastern Europe, but they didn't clarify who was in charge of that movement. And in addition, it was, after all, in Great Britain. So they felt that the Rothschild family should be the one to whom it was addressed. And Walter was Lord Rothschild, and he was a Zionist. And those really are the background reasons.
So Walter received the Balfour Declaration, and I have a copy here. And I wonder if I could possibly ask you to read it for us.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I'm going to put on my spectacles to make sure I read it accurately. His Majesty's government view with favour the establishment of Palestine as a national home for the Jewish people, and will use their best endeavours to facilitate the achievement of this object, it being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine, or the rights and political status enjoyed by Jews in any other country. I should be grateful if you would bring this declaration to the knowledge of the Zionist Federation. Yours, Arthur Balfour.
And here it is, the Balfour Declaration. What do you feel when you see it here?
I genuinely feel it's one of the most extraordinary moments in the history of the Jewish people. If you think it took 3,000 years to get to this. And then you say, how did this miracle happen? It's the most incredible piece of opportunism. I mean, if you think you had an impoverished would-be scientist, Chaim Weizmann, who somehow gets to England, meets a few people, including members of my family, seduces them. He has such great charm and conviction. He gets to Balfour, and he unbelievably persuades Balfour and Lloyd George, the Prime Minister, and most of the ministers, that this idea of the national home for Jews should be allowed to take place. I mean, it's so, so unlikely. Then he's, you know, starts to fight a difficult battle with the British cabinet. And this letter goes through five drafts, as you know. And in the end, it comes out as a rather compromising letter. I mean, the essential point is there for the Jewish community to fasten on to. You have the first bit, which promises a national home rather than the national home. And then you have the bit that nothing that's to be done should in any way harm the Arab community. But you come back to the big point, which is that this is perhaps the greatest event in Jewish life for thousands of years. And it's a miracle.
Thank you. We're going to end it right there. That's very nice. It was Sir Jacob Rothschild of the Rothschild dynasty. It was just a jolly good interview, wasn't it? I was laughing deep inside with glee, knowing that they set up the Jewish people for World War III. Oh, Jacob, you silly cow.
So you see, this was a whole setup by the Rothschilds. And it's stemming from the Zionist Federation, which, to me, in my studies, I've always saw and found and known them as a Eastern European political organization stemming from far east of Russia, USSR at the time, and wanted to figure out a way of how do we retaliate for the assassination of King Ferdinand, and there we have it.
Yes, Madeline, it's pure evil, isn't it? But I love it. It tickles my little belly button.
Yes, it does. So I'm going to take a quick little break here. Now, when I get back, I didn't get a chance to do this on the main show, and I want to do it now because the anomalies are just sky high. I'm going to show you something that is now underway as the unveiling of other beings, other aircraft, or military aircraft. Is it Project Bluebeam? Are we going to endure Project Bluebeam with other aircraft? Or are we not? I'm going to explain everything in a very big slam dunk conclusion here tonight as you are watching Real Deal Media's Overtime with Dean Ryan for members only. However, we are opening it up
for our Facebook viewers, so you can have a little preview of what goes on around here. Is the 5 minutes to midnight in past is certainly a thing of current and yesteryear, as World War III is on, and it is on. So stand by there. We'll be back after this quick little message. Yes, we see our little kitty cat Figaro. Figaro was messing around, getting into dangerous, dangerous territory. He fell down a little well, Figaro did. Well, his friend Fariki said, we must save the little kitty cat. He struggles, he tries to assess the situation, measure the danger, the mudslides, but he can't seem to get Figaro over the hump. Or maybe their human friend in the end will be the one that saves them.
Hey, you changed. What you doing messing around with this little kitty cat? I thought you were going to play with me. I thought you were going to talk to me. What's your problem? Come on. Hey, how about me? Hello?
For now, Figaro has a lot to think about before he goes mucking about in muddy territory, which he should know better next time. Only for the big people, you little munchkin. Until next time, this is Real Deal Wildlife. We are back in our kind of final closing segment here. Welcome, everybody. I'm still Dean Ryan, coming back from that whopper of a break there of apocalyptic dating and how apocalyptic and how appropriate is that during these times? Why be alone when you can be with an apocalyptic partner? Just say that once. We're going to continue. There's probably a few inquiries or two. If you're catching this one-off, rare moment of what the Real Deal Media members, the Night Owls, get to see usually after shows. We're now opening it up to the general mass population while we still can. Here's a few things here. We have Anne Frick. Thank you very much. It will not take for all the Hadron Colliders, excuse me, to create a new multiple crescendo of earthquakes in volcanic activity. Goodness, I cannot stand Klaus Schwab either. What a strange brain he has. He does have a strange brain. He does. If it's his brain, yeah. If it's not someone else who's playing him, thank you very much. Strange brain. What a strange brain you have, Jacob Rothschild. Continuing here. Thank you very much. We have Shirley Ross, who says evil. Yes, it is. Maddie Lynn says pure evil. Then Pete Ferozzi says, yes, Dean, but it was the homeland for Israel, very important till this day. Okay, that's in the Old Testament, right? But, you know, you have to say, well, where in the Old Testament does it say just completely put Christians and Palestinians in an apartheid situation of a 5-mile-wide, 25-mile-long strip and drop endless amounts of bombs? I mean, it's undeniable. And the Zionists were an Eastern political organization called the Zionist Federation. You just saw it. And they purposely created a ignition button for this moment. It's undeniable. And when I found out about this about 15 years ago, and I said, of course, duh, you know, and here we are. And how they have captured the just mere discussion of that. And thank you, Pete, for sharing that. No doubt, no doubt. Please feel free to do that. But just to have that convo in a ordinary setting, the amount of cancel culture that comes with it. Haven't we all seen this with Candace Owens, who is in a argumentative, heated battle with a total Mossad asset called Little Ben Shapiro. I'm Ben Shapiro. Get smart. He thinks he's Maxwell Smart, doesn't he? Thinks he's real smart. With his little hateful devil eyes and his little angry eyebrows. Ben Shapiro. Yeah. Little Ben. Little Ben, that's not how I do it. I mean, how much, you know, how much Adderall is he on? But thank you, Pete, very much. Here's some other things. Giant mothership floating. Lou Barta says giant mothership floating about Antarctica, I heard yesterday. Lou, I have that footage. I'm going to show you that. That's coming next, okay? But here is, thanks for reminding me too. The hamster on the wheel is running fast. Here is now what's in China. China has now, and I've covered this over the course of 2 years now, just monitoring some of the most weirdest anomalies in the sky have now made their way in and out of China over the course of time. As you know, the U.S. has a Space Force, which is really the secret space program that was unveiled during the Trump first term. Well, so does China and so does Russia. And, you know, as Americans, which is sad, we barely hear the history about Canada. They're the closest neighbor up north. We don't know a damn thing really about China and the history of it, let alone their space program or Sputnik over there in Russia, you know. And now apparently that NASA is saying we went back to the moon, but they don't have footage because the transmitting frequencies would not allow it. But somehow it worked just fine in 1969, didn't it? As Walter Cronkite just reassured us it did. So here I'm going to show you now. This is straight out of China. This is in the past several days. And I should preface this is across the board. There's been sightings now at the Delaware Lake. There's some weirdness that took place on the solar eclipse day. I believe Tuesday now. And this is what's happening in China and more within three moons, different moons. And I'll tell you what, I've seen it. I've seen clouds being pulled by something back in 2021, early 2021, around that time. And I did that show called Suspicious Sightings. But anyways, before I continue, here it is, China. Listen to that horn.
Oh.
Look what's falling down from it. Look at the pieces. Unbelievable stuff here. Well, there you have it, folks. Imagine waking up to that in the morning. You're to get your Beijing Times newspaper, you look up and you see, yes, Independence Day minus Will Smith, which is the caveat. I guess that's the plus sign, right? So that's what's happening now. In regards to Antarctica, yes, let me. There's so much and all just piled down in the past several hours. But yes, there's something happening in Antarctica, and it is very, very worrisome. So here's the, as I find this, which I have it somewhere. The other side, the contrary to everything that has been shared with you this evening is the following. And I have two contrarian views to share. Well, if you look back at the Cold War, and a lot of the upper management of that war have since come out in communications, you know, not in a strong way, but very subtle, that the countries of the United States, Korea, and Russia, certainly at that time, were all kind of in a cahoots at the very top, as it provided all the particular countries, the superpowers, it provided them the opportunity to do a arms race and build up their military grade, military prowess, and all the equipment and everything that comes with it, the budgets. And you certainly hear that, you have the UK finance minister saying, well, we have to grow our GDP, but we have to dedicate it to a war budget that they said, well, we might need. And he said this, when did he say this? It was February, I believe, around that time. So we know that was an arms race. You know that there was a pact between the superpowers. Now, fast forward, could it be the case that the same thing is at play? However, it's always what we don't hear about, what's not on the menu, but what is on the secret menu that many of us, some of us know about, is something is happening and taking place in Antarctica. So much so, there's a treaty between all the countries of the world. And the treaty states that no country, not one country, not two, but no country, as they signed on the treaty, will build officially a military base of any form on that continent. And it will be an open land for all the nations of the world. Up until recently, and I say that because Iran has now officially, I believe as of 3 weeks ago, put their first military stake claim into Antarctica on their soil. Weird timing. Why? What's taking place there? Some wild stuff. But you knowing that, saying that, also, the U.S., Germany, the fact that there's a place called Claus Land should tell you that there's already military there. And why? There's something, could there be a greater enemy, a greater adversary, whether it was a breakaway Third Reich society or something that is not of this earth? There's something residing down there, and nobody could put their finger on it. However, what took place with General Byrd, who went down there in, the 1940s with his Navy Admiral Byrd, yes. He went down there in the 40s, and he wrote in his diaries, which a lot of mainstream just outlets will not share with you. He wrote in his diaries that they were fighting a off-land civilization, and I'll tell you, reptoids of some sorts, and they were fighting them in caves. There was a lot of lost life from his fleet. A lot of people were perished. Now, here it is right here. I'm going to show you what's now developing. This is something to be concerned about, is a landmass that nobody could put their finger on is now underway. Here it is. Let me gear this up for you. That basically, in closing, that could it be that the arsenal of all the major superpowers in the world right now are building up their stockpile to fight a greater evil that is far beyond Israel and all these other things? Because, I mean, after all, Iran had no targets. They were just throwing, just loose change they had in their sofa and saving the big stockpile for something else. Here it is, Antarctica, home of the DEWs, and now Iran as well. What's going on here? Check this out. So what is that? Look at that blob right there, landmass. There it is. Look at that big old maroon blemish. Wow, what a timely thing to have right now. There it is. you're looking at a radar of something happening in Antarctica. Now, it can't be the Iranian Guard. I don't think they occupy that much space, but we know that there are places in Antarctica that you're not allowed to go. We know that the German military of the old era had a breakaway civilization. We knew that a lot of this technology that we're now being unveiled, well, it had to come from somewhere, and they had to reverse engineer something. So when you're reverse engineering something that scientifically cannot be explained with the textbooks of today, well, it had to come from somewhere. Anti-gravitational something of that nature. So that's what's happening in Antarctica. This is real. This is, you thought 2020 was an eye-opener. Well, welcome to 2024. Welcome to 2024. Now, just kind of in closing, because it did escape me. What else Admiral Byrd did encounter, and he talked about in his diaries, which he was then deemed crazy. They put him in a loony bin to shut him down. He talked about hitting a wall while flying. They didn't see it. His planes kept crashing. Now, here's some video footage from 1946. This might be worth showing. But his planes kept crashing. And kind of like you saw in the movie with Jim Carrey, the Truman Show, there was like a bubble. The Simpsons cartoon movie, they were depicting this kind of a similar kind of ordeal. Usually when the Simpsons are, you know, depicting something, because they're insiders too, and they go to the Bohemian Grove, there's some ounce of truth to it. Admiral Byrd, Operation High Jump, 1946. He talked about pyramids on the other side of the South Pole. So here it is. Check this out, and you tell me if Admiral Byrd deserved to be in a mental ward, because the answer is no. Here. Okay, well, we could do without the spa music. Relax. Take your shoes off. So here you have the pyramids on the other side of the South Pole from Admiral Byrd's Operation High Jump 1946. This is what they saw. It's almost a bit selfish if we're to think that, you know, pyramids only existed in Egypt. Just like Denial is not just a river there as well. Pyramids could have existed in a whole plethora of different places that these maps are not sharing with us, because they don't want to share, because the true maps of this world were written and owned, and probably to this day still owned, by the Chinese Navy of the 1400s, before Chris Columbus ever dared setting sail, or Magellan for that fact. They didn't want to give it away. Just like the Sixth Sense was withheld from being released or relinquished by the Egyptian gods of that time, the pharaohs, because they didn't want the Roman Empire seizing it. So, yeah, there's some old footage of something. Something is happening. So, you know, kind of in closing here, when a lot of these people say to me, you know, you've heard Trump allude to it, you've heard others allude to it, that we're watching a movie, and the end of this movie that I've heard is going to be biblical. It's going to be biblical, you know, and there needs to be a further study of what Admiral Byrd discovered and ran into and was not allowed to share, because this is now, this is reality now, this reality bites, but it's now. And a lot of these people are wearing damn masks. I've always harped on this, even so much so now, get this, I didn't get a chance to show this earlier. Jeff Bezos, Dr. Evil himself, is now wearing the same ordeal as Biden and his bride-to-be, his girlfriend. I have it right here. She got caught. They took the video down, of course. Jeff Bezos, Anna Garcia, I forgot her name exactly, but here's what I'm talking about. Just so you know, we're on the same page. Look at this. So she got caught. Actually, I had the video. I saw the video. But you could see that damn thing move. Just like we saw it during the State of the Union speech, that freaky display that we all sat and watched together. You saw Kamala Harris's neck move in just the most weirdest, mysterious ways that cannot be explained. Well, now Jeff Bezos is wearing it as well. Here you have it. When I find the video, I'll share it with you at a greater time. So yeah, so we're seeing a lot of Kabuki theater on a grand scale, and I just cannot help myself by, you know, being a just pundit who is well, the policies of Biden. No. There's no policies of anybody. This is a big perpetrated fraud and lie on across the board. And to have to entertain the idea that we're going to just have a political debate on policies with a monomaniacal war criminal, whether it's Netanyahu, who blackmailed Bill Clinton throughout the 90s in all his phone sex calls that he tapped, or sending us the Lord Epstein, who just pretty much blackmailed everybody and their mother at this point, or it's the war machine behind the masked bandit himself. I mean, that's where we are here. And if we can't talk that way, and we have to just, you know, play nice like the Daily Wire people, or just, you know, every cookie conservative little outfit there, and go to Patriot Switch, you know, make sure Patriot this, Patriot that. No, go bite the big one. You know why? Because it's in Antarctica. So anyways, I'm going to close it there. If you've become a member, join us for the longer conversation, because these conversations need to be had. These discoveries need to be shared, because a polite society is a very well-informed in educated society by their own right, not through the actual institutions who we are fighting, in a sense, the old guard of institutions. So I'm out of here. So I want to thank you all for joining me on this one-off for all the general, and members, thank you very much for going on this journey here tonight, because this is it. We don't know when our last broadcast is going to be. That's how far we are in this pandemic war. So for all of us here at Real Deal Media, I'm Dean Ryan, saying thank you for sharing a bit of your late night with me. And to all of our viewers in Australia, we cover that incredible story of just butchery. Stay strong and get your guns back, because we need them. We need them now more than any time in history. So until then, never forget to stay tuned and stay awake, because I will be here covering this war as it sees fits. So be well, be safe. Good night, everybody.